Yeah, holding Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. We'll just go over the last Gemara again on Daf Beis Amar Beis. That last Shaila was that Rabbi Yochanan said that how do we know? He brought a proof that for the Minyan L'Melachim we count the new year of the king from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He brought a proof that the Pasuk says that the count of a king and the count of Yetzias Mitzrayim are totally one in the other. And we know we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Chodesh Nisan. So Gemara asks, how do we know even that we count the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the new year starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So Gemara brought down a pasuk that says, Vayal Aaron HaKohen al Harahor, al pi Hashem, Vayom HaShom b'shnas ha'boim l'tes b'nei Yisom Yerotz Mitzrayim, b'chodesh ha'chamishi b'echad ha'chodesh. Says that Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av, the 40th year after Klaus went out of Mitzrayim. Well, Ksiv, another pasuk says, Vayhi b'yaboyim shona b'yashto yosa chodesh, b'echad ha'chodesh dibe Moshe. Says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke on the 11th month on Chodesh Shvat. And it says also this was still the 40th year from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Gemara said, when Aaron died on Chodesh Av, it was called the 40th year that he went out of Mitzrayim. Then later on, when Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael on Chodesh Shvat, it's still considered the 40th year. So Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah, Lav Tishrei Hu. That the new count from Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't start from Chodesh Tishrei, but rather the new year starts from Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, Av Tishvat is still the same year. Tomorrow it says, we had Bishleim Hefn before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Elohim Ayu Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dumla Komas HaMishkon. Maybe the second count really was the 41st year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, just was 40 years after the Akomas HaMishkon. Tomorrow said, could the Yom Rapopo, like we'll see later, and Av Gimel Mabez, Zereshova Shnas Eskrim Shnas Eskrim, like Zereshova, that you learn out one from the other. There's Hachinam here also, Shnas Aboyim, Shnas Aboyim, like Zereshova. That both counts of the 40 years means from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Ma Kan Yetzias Mitzrayim, Av Kan Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the proof that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim not from Chodesh Tishrei, but rather from Chodesh Nisan. Now the Gemara asks, what's the whole proof? How do you know that first the Pasuk talks about that Aaron died on Chodesh Av? That happened first, and then you have a proof that the next Shvat, since it's still called the 40th year, that Tishrei does not start the new year, but rather we have to wait till again Chodesh Nisan to start the new year. Dilma, maybe Maisa the Shvat Kodim. Maybe the second story that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael, that happened first. So first it was Shvat, that was the 40th year. Then Av was still the 40th year, but maybe as soon as it would be Tishrei, that's considered the 41st year. Whereas maybe the Maisa of Shvat happened first, and then Aaron died in Chodesh Av. So then we'd have no proof, maybe the new year starts from Chodesh Tishrei. So Mar said, this you can't say. You can't say that when Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael, that happened before Aaron died. They say, because this posted when Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael, it says, Acharei ha-koisoi es Sichon. After they killed out Sichon, that's when Moshe spoke to Klai Yisrael. This way, he, Baboim Shono, B'yash B'yosach Chodesh, B'yachal Chodesh, Diba Moshe, is talking about after they killed out Sichon. Now, you can't say this happened first and Aaron first died later. Because V'chinach Nafshe the Aaron, because when Aaron died, Akati had his Sichon Kain. You should know Sichon was still alive. So it had to be that first Aaron died in Chodesh Av, then later Klai Yisrael fought Sichon and killed them out, and then later in Shvat, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael. The Yechtiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayishma ha-Kanani Melech Harod, says that the Melech of Canaan heard. So Idashin Ma Shmua Shoma, what did Melech Harod hear? Heard. What did he hear that made him come to fight against Klai Yisrael? So Gemara says, Shoma Shemes Aaron, that Canaan Melech Harod heard that Aaron died. V'nistalku Anani covered, and the Anania covered went away from Klai Yisrael. There was no protection over Klai Yisrael. Uksova, therefore he thought, Nitna Rishus Lilochem Yisrael, he has permission now to go fight against Klai Yisrael. So therefore now is the time after Aaron died that Sichon came to fight Klai Yisrael. So at the time when Aaron died, Sichon was still alive. So therefore since the Pasuk says by Moshe when he spoke to Klai Yisrael, it was Acharei HaKosia Sichon, after they killed out Sichon, so it had to be that that came after this Shvat, comes after the Av that Aaron died. V'ahainu d'chtiv, that's what the Pasuk says here in Ban Midbar, that V'ayiru kol eido ki gov Aaron. So Pashtu Pshat is, the whole Eido, the whole Klai Yisrael saw the way Aaron died.
But the Yomar Abavua says like this, Al Tikru Vayiru, don't read it the way we have it, Vayiru, and they saw Ela Vayiru. It was uncovered. Rashi says, Nizgalu. Klai Yisrael now became uncovered. What does that mean? Kid Resh Lakish, like Resh Lakish says. The Yomar Resh Lakish says, T, the word T, Mishamish Badal Lashonis, could have four different meanings to it. The word T, sometimes it's one of these four meanings. Either means E, like if, or else it means Dilma, maybe, Ela, but, Toho, like because. And here also, it's saying the reason, it's saying Vayiru Koleda. In other words, the whole Klai Yisrael was uncovered. Why were they uncovered? Why? Ki Gov Aaron, because Aaron died. And since Aaron died, therefore the Anania covered went away. And now that the Anania covered went away, that's why they were uncovered. So Murray asks, still, Mi Dami, is it like one to the other? Hosom Kanan, Hochasichon. Here the Pasuk says, Vayishma HaKanani, Melech HaRod, it's talking about Kanan. So maybe he first died later after Aaron died. But before the Pasuk was, that Achrei HaKresia Sichon, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael after he killed out Sichon. So maybe Sichon Taki died maybe before Aaron. And the mice of Shvat came first. And then by Chodesh Av, later when Aaron died, that came second. But here you only have proof from the Pasuk that Kenani, Melech Arad, he was still alive after Aaron. But maybe Sichon died before. So Gemara says, no. Tano, we learned in the Braisa, who Sichon, who Arad? He was the same person. Who Kenan? The same person. Sichon, Arad, and Kenan is all the same person. Now what's the pshat? Sichon, the reason why he's called Sichon, Shadoim Alasiach Bamidbar. He was daima to an animal that runs very, very fast in the midbar. Like on the side it says, Nyoruch. Pirishu Kal Baraglov. He could run very fast. Rashi says, Siach means Ayer Ben Sus. Like the donkey with a horse together. That's why it's called Sichon. Kenan, why is it called? Kenan Hashem Achusei. That was the land that he had his kingdom. That was his king over. Omar Shemoy, what was his real name? Arad Shemoy, that was his real name. Ikadiyamri, some say a little bit different. Some say, Arod means Shadoimeli Arod Bamidbar. Arod is, Rashi says, Chamor Habar means a wild donkey. He was like a wild donkey that could run very fast in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Kenan, that's Al Shem Achusa. True, that's the land where he reigned. That was his land, Mount Kenan. Omas Shemoy, what was his real name? Sichon Shemoy. That's what this man, the Yama, says. But I call upon him Sichon and Kenan and Melech Arod was all the same person. So therefore, we have this proof that in Av, that's when Aaron died. And then later, later on in Shabbat, that's when Moshe still spoke to Klai Yisrael. Now, since we still see it's called Shnas Aboyim, it's right in the year we start counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim is from Chodesh Nisan and not from Chodesh Tishrei. Now the Gemara is true. So you have a proof that between Av and Shabbat is still the same year. For the Gemara of Yom Rosh Hashanah year though, maybe the Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan, maybe it's year. Year starts the new year. This can't be. There's still, because another pasuk says, "Vayihi b'chodesh harishoyin b'ashono hashenis b'yechod l'chodesh hukum ha-mishkan." That it was the first month of the second year that Klai Yisrael went out of Eretz Mitzrayim that they put up the Mishkan. So it says it was the first month, means Chodesh Nisan. That Chodesh Nisan, that was the second year. Another pasuk says, Vayihi b'ashon hashenis, it wasn't the second year, b'achodesh hasheni, that's the second month, that's year, is nale onan, that's when the onan, the clouds went up, meyal mishkan haedis, from on top of the mishkan. So now, midikoi b'nisen v'korrelation hashenis. The first pasuk says, chodesh harishon, which is chodesh nisen. Nisen is always considered the first month. So the pasuk says the first month, that's the beginning of the second year. And then it says, v'koi b'year, that the second month, year, still the Korah Lashon Shniya, still the Torah calls it, this is still the second year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nechlal, from here we have a proof, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Iru, that when you start counting the new year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not an year, but it has to be on at least before, or at least the proof is not year. Because if it was year, it would be a question. How come Nisan is called the second year? So then year should have been called the third year. Since year is still called the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a proof we did not start counting the new year from year. For the Gemara of Yemei Rosh Hashanah, maybe the Yemei Rosh Hashanah is Sivan, maybe the Rosh Hashanah is Sivan. place again, from counting the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we start the new year in Siv in the third month. We have a proof this also can't be. There's a passage in Shemais that says, Ba'achodesh HaShlishi, in the third month. It says, B'nei Yisrael Mi'arz Mitzrayim, from the time that Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. So it talks about Siv now and still says this is just the third month. It doesn't say it's a new year that they went out of Mitzrayim. V'yim Isin, if you want to tell me now that Sivan is the new year, like you start counting the new year, Ba'achodesh HaShlishi, Ba'ashrana HaShenis, let's say, they should have said, this is the beginning of the second year, the count of the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like, if you want to say, you start counting the new year, the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, from the Chodesh HaShlishi, from Sivan, so this, the third month, should have been the first month of the second year. So it's a proof that Sivan is not the count of the new year from Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the more of Yemo Tammuz, Yemo Av, maybe Chodesh Tammuz is the Rosh Chodesh, maybe Av, V'yema Adar, maybe it's Chodesh Adar. Again, how do we know that after they start counting the new year from Nisan, maybe it started to count from one of these months? Samara says true, we don't have 100% proof, but I'll bring another proof to Rabbi Yechon's halacha, that I call upon him, how do we know the dominion of the Melochim? When do we start counting the new year of the reign of a king, of the Melech Yisrael, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? I'll bring another proof. Elohim Rebloz, the Mehochel, Avarai from the Postakir and Divriya Yomim. And the Apostle says, "Vayochel livnois b'chodesh hasheni." They started to build the Beis Hamikdash in the Chodesh Hasheni, in the second month. B'hasheni says this extra word, b'hasheni, the second. B'shnas arba l'malchusay, in the fourth year of the kingdom of Shlomo HaMelech. That's when they started to build the Beis Hamikdash. Now the question is, "Masheni." What does the second word "sheni" mean? It says, "B'chodesh hasheni." That's good. The second month, which is Iyar. Ba'asheni in the second, what does the second word ba'asheni mean? Lav doesn't mean to say, sheni liyerech shemayna b'ayla machusay. This is the second month for when the year started to count the year of the king. In other words, the year of a king starts by Shlomo Melech from Chodesh Nisan. And now, the second month, year, that's also the second month from the year that started to count the new king's reign, the king's reign. So that's the proof that we start counting the new year of a king from Chodesh Nisan. Mask of Lord Ravina. So Ravina asks back, how do you know this? The Eimo Sheni Bachodesh. Maybe the word Sheni means the second day of the month. Second means the second month, year. But it means maybe, you know, when they started to build the Beis Hamikdash, the second day of the second month. Fredig Mori Im Kane, if that's true, Sheni Bachodesh Behedje Heviksiv Day. The apostle should have spoken it out and said clearly, the second day of the Chodesh. Why does it just say Basheni? It should have said Sheni Bachodesh. Maybe it means Sheni Bashabbos. It means like Monday, the second day of the week. Maybe that's what it means. As Morin says, Chodah warned Lashkechon Sheni Bashabbos Dichtiv. We never find anywhere the Pesuk talks about this, the second day of the month, of the week. It doesn't sound like Monday Yom Sheni. Pesuk never talk about that. For Yoid, another thing is, Maki Sheni Basra L'Sheni Kama. I have a hekesh from the second word sheni to the first word sheni. That ma sheni kama chodesh, just like the first word sheni means the chodesh a month, it says b'chodesh hasheni, is av sheni basra chodesh. What in the second word sheni also is talking about a month. So what month does it mean to say? It means to say this is the second month of the year that you start from the beginning of the year that you start counting for the king. In other words, the year of the king is also called from Chodesh Nisan. That's when you start counting the new year for a king. So this is another proof to Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Now the Gemara stands as new brisa tani kavos to Rabbi Yechon. I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi Yechon. That minayin, how do we know Shein moinim lahem lemelochim? We only count for the kings. Elam in Nisan, when is it considered a new year? In other words, if a king was appointed in Adar, and then it becomes the next month, Nisan. We consider now Nisan, the beginning of the second year of his kingdom. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayihi, Ba'ashmoinim Shana, V'arba Me'ah Shana, L'tzayis B'nei Yisrael Mi'at Mitzrayim. In other words, now this Bryce is bringing down all the proofs, all the riots we spoke about before. On the days of Medeis, and of Gimel here, even though up until now the Gemara, like, asked questions, said we don't have 100% proof, but this Bryce forgets about the questions and says, yes, it is a proof. So the first proof is, because the Pasuk says this was 480 years from Yetzias, from the time that Christ went out of Mitzrayim. And it also says this was the year Lemelech Shloimeh. It says also that Bachodesh Ziv Hu Chodesh Hasheni Lemelech Shloimeh Al Yisrael. Notice in the same Pasuk it talks about the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim to the year of the king of Melech Shloimeh.
So you see, just like we count from Yetzias Mitzrayim from Nisan, the same way we count the new year of a king from Nisan. Uksiv, another proof is, like we have before, the Pasuk says, Bayal Aaron HaKoyin al Harahor al Pi Hashem, that Aaron went up to the Harahor, and this was the Aboyim, the 40th year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uksiv, Ayhi Bi Aboyim Shona Bi Ashtiyas HaKodesh. Then it says later also that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klai Yisrael in the 40th year in Shvat. So the proof we had before, that when you start counting Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't count from Tishrei, but rather you count from Chodesh Nisan. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Achri HaKreis Tiyasichon. That was the proof also that the Mais of Sichon, or Mais of Shvat, came second. V'yoyim of Yishma Knani. The proof was V'yishma Knani, like we had before on the top of the Gimel, Amar Aleph. V'yoyimar V'yiro Koleiduch Gobel Aaron. V'yoyimar, another pasuk, V'yihi B'chodesh Arishon B'shnas HaShenis. There's all these proofs, the psukim we just brought down before. V'yoyimar, another pasuk, V'yihi B'shon HaShenis B'chodesh HaShenis. These were all proofs again that the main month when we start counting Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be Nisan, not any other month. And since it's Nisan, the first pasuk made a hekesh to say that just like the Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from Chodesh Nisan, who adin when you count the year of a new king, it starts from Chodesh Nisan, that's the beginning of the new year. Another pasuk was Vayechal Livnois. So that's all the psukim brought down until now. This price brings it down again to say they hold these, all these psukim are good proofs, are good proofs to say that the year we start counting, the month we start counting the new kingdom of a king should be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, Omer Reb Chizda says like this, Loishanu, all that we learned so far was only learned Elo Lamalcha Yisrael, only the gate to kings of Yisrael. Avo Lamalcha Umas Olam, but the gate to a Goyish king, king from Umas Olam, Mitishrei Minyanin. Then we start counting the beginning of the year of a Goyish king from Tishrei. In other words, only that our Mishnah says the Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's only for Melech Yisrael. But for Melech of Umas Olam, in other words, when Klai Yisrael was in Golis, they went out of Eretz Yisrael. So there they had to go by the king of the Goyish king. Like when they wrote a Shtar, they wrote down a document. When Reuven lent money from Shimon, he also had to write down in the document which year it was. And Al-Shalom Malchus used to also put down in the Shtar, this was like the 20th year of the king so-and-so. So when we count, when we spoke about a Goyish king, when does the new year start? When do we start counting the 20th year, the 21st year? By Chodesh Tishrei. When it comes Chodesh Tishrei, now it's called the next year of the reign of the king. So how does Reb Chizda know this? Shenema, because the Pasuk says Nehemiah, it starts off saying, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalio, Vayhi b'chodesh Kislev, it was a Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, it was the 20th year, V'nehayisi b'shushin Abira, I was in Shushin Abira. Uchsev, another Pasuk says, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, Li'ar Tachshat. It was the 20th year of the Melech Achashtat. Atachshat. Yeah. So now, Midikoi b'kislev, since Nehemiah was talking about a kislev, the correlation Naseskim. He said this was during the 20th year of the king. And the next post it says, next pasha, Vekoi b'nisin, it says, Vehi b'chodesh nisin, was in Chodesh Nisan, the correlation Naseskim. And still called during the 20th year of the Melech Atachshat. So, Michlal, from here we have a proof, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisanu, that we don't start counting from Chodesh Nisan the new year, because by a Jewish king, we would say, since it's Chodesh Nisan now, so that's the next year, it should have been the 21st year. And here you see Nehemiah, what it was in Kislev, he said it was the 20th year of the king. And then when it came Nisan, it was still called in the 20th year of the king. So it's a proof that we don't count the new year from Chodesh Nisan, but rather, of this, we don't have a proof for this, but rather that we know that it's from Chodesh Tishrei. Tishrei starts the new year. When it came Chodesh Tishrei, then we'd say now it's the 21st year of his kingdom. So Gemara says, Bishlei mehech meforish liyatachshat. Bishlei in the Pasuk says in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was the 20th year of the kingdom of Achashtat. Elahai, but the first Pasuk of Nehemiah, Mimai de liyachashtat, how do you know it means there in Kislev? It's also called the 20th year of the kingdom of Achashtat. Dilma, maybe, leminyonu achrinahu. Maybe there was a different type of accounting. In other words, true that when it comes Chodesh Nisan, that starts the new year. So the second pittel talks about 20th year of Chodesh, 20th year of the Melech and Chodesh Nisan. That was the beginning of the 20th year of his reign. The Pasuk in Shvat before says 20th year also. Maybe that was for a different count.